You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Well, as you know, around this time, we look at the major political stories you need to keep an eye on in the news cycle. Tomorrow, of course, is Freedom Day, hashtag SA25. We're looking back on the last 25 years. Where were you in 1994? I'm really, really pleased to say that we're joined on the line now by veteran broadcaster Pradan Moyane. Very good morning to you.
Morning, Bongani, and thank you for having me on your show. I always wondered when I'll crack an invite.
Well, of course, for a time, this was your show. I mean, I remember being a student and listening to you broadcast at exactly this time. Remember the 3-2-1 quiz?
Yes, the 3-2-1 quiz, which we used to do with Don Robbie on air after 8:30 as we headed towards the end of the morning show. Those many years ago.
Yes, indeed. But of course, in 1994, you were an EWN reporter. You were really in the thrust of things in the 1994 election.
Yes, indeed. I was part of the team. I was assistant news editor at the time, working with the likes of Chris Gibbons, who was the head of news at that time, Chris Gibbons, and another veteran broadcaster who left the country some years ago, Gareth Edwards, used to host the morning show. We used to call it Newsday on 702 at the time. And we were part of the election team. I was deployed, so to speak, to the then PWV, which we call part of Gauteng, the PWV area. And I would cover areas where there was a lot of violence leading up to 1994, like in Thokoza, Katleong, and Vosloorus, what we used to call them the Kathoras area. And I'm sure you remember the infamous Khumalo Street, which we used to call locally as the mini Beirut. That's where a number of people were killed, including the photographer Ken Oosterbroek.
Pradan, I want you to listen to this clip, all right? We've gone to our archives, dug deep, and we found some audio where you are involved. I mean, let's bring back a little bit of nostalgia. Tell me your reflections on this moment. Have a listen.
Throughout the day, 702 reporters have been out and about. Here's Dan Moyane telling us about voter activity in Soweto.
From as early as 4 o'clock this morning, young and old Sowetans gathered at polling stations. The autumn morning chill did not stop them. Logistical delays in some areas did not damp their enthusiasm. 70-year-old Nimro Tubane was one of the first Sowetans to cast his ballot at Holy Cross Anglican Church in Orlando West. It's just a few meters from where the student uprising erupted in 1976. He said the occasion marked the end of a long road for him and his compatriots. A shooting in Zola in the afternoon, in which one man was killed in an apparent private brawl, did not scare voters away from a local school. As the evening approaches, more Sowetans are still streaming to the polls. Dan Moyane, 702 Eyewitness News, Soweto.
I mean, just as you reflect on that, I mean, firstly, the thing that strikes me is that, of course, there were no cell phones in those days. Were you calling in from a phone booth?
No, what 702 had done, like as a 24-hour news service, was to supply all of our vehicles with the car telephones. So you had a phone in the car, and it had a huge battery that you had to keep charging while you were driving around. Those were the kind of phones that at 702 we were able to use, that were given to us. And by the way, Bongani, we also used to be given bulletproof vests by 702 News Management because of the amount of shooting that was happening. In that particular report, I was referring to a shooting that had happened the previous night in the township of Zola. So you can still hear from that clip that things were still not settled when it came to violence. So it was from a car telephone that we used to carry with us after charging it in the vehicle while we were driving around the townships.
I mean, you've got an illustrious history as a journalist, not only in terms of the work you did for 702 back in those days. Of course, you've continued in the world of the media, but also you broadcast from exile. As you look back over the last 25 years, do we have a good story to tell, particularly when it comes to media freedom?
It's a mixed bag, Bongani. It's a mixed bag, starting with media freedom. Currently and recently, we are seeing an onslaught of sorts against the media by all kinds of role players in society, including political leaders. Media as well, sometimes we have not covered ourselves in glory by not being accurate at all times when we report. And nowadays, people try to paint the world as if whatever you say, you've got an agenda of sorts or you are pushing a particular line. So we are at the moment sort of benefiting from a wonderful Bill of Rights that entrenches for all of us the freedom of expression, but there has been abuse here and there of that. But overall, if you compare South Africa to the rest of the continent, even our neighbors like Zimbabwe, Mozambique, our media freedom here is much more entrenched than those countries. I mean, in this country, you have cartoonists who can lampoon presidents without being jailed. In other countries, next door to South Africa, you can't do that. So overall, in the 25 years, our media freedom is in a better place. But currently, you get a sense that is under pressure. People even suggesting that maybe it should be curtailed a little bit, and that is worrying.
All right, we'll leave it there with veteran broadcaster Braden Moyane, the media elder. I think that's what your Twitter name says on Twitter. We thank you very much for participating in our program this morning.
Bongani, thank you for the invitation, and happy Friday to you, and happy Freedom Day for tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. That is this morning's Political Desk.